Today on the morning show, we're here to have a little fun and talk about the second annual Murder Mystery Weekend in Richland Center. After last year's, it was outstanding fun in our area, and going to recreate that and make it even better this year. And joining us in the studio, Kathy Hamby and also Sharon Zales, talking about this year's mystery. Well, Kathy, first of all, let's recap. Last year's went extremely well, didn't it?
Yes, it did. It went even better than I had thought it possible to do. The businesses were happy with how many people showed up and walked in their door that maybe hadn't been there before or discovered items in the store they didn't know were there. The prizes that people won were pretty amazing. Everybody loved that. The people who played the game thought it was a lot of fun, and I don't know how many people said, "You are going to do this again, aren't you?" And I said, "Yeah, the story's already being written, so yeah, here we are." And then we also had a lot of businesses that donated things, but the cast really enjoyed it. They several of them are eager to do it again this year, so yeah. And the people who played the game, they thought it was great, so here we are.
You brought in a lot of people from outside the area, didn't you?
We explain how it works for people who don't, you know, that they get clues, go in the store and get clues.
Oh yeah, the people came to town. They went to the depot. If they had not pre-registered the night before at the Frank Lloyd Wright building, they picked up their packets for, I say a packet, but it was a little booklet and a newspaper with pictures of the suspects, so they could identify the people that were walking and wandering around town. The packet also had a map of downtown Richland Center, so you would take your packet, read your information, and go from store to store. You would walk in. Sometimes a business owner would decide to put the clue right by the door, so you just go grab your clue and run, or they could hide it in the back of the store, which would bring you through the area. You read your clues, and not everything that was part of the mystery was obvious in the clues or the newspaper, so you had to walk around and ask people, "Why did you do this? I read that you were here. I read that you were arguing with somebody," or "That was an odd purchase to make. For what reason? I want to hear about it." And then they would...
That was the fun of it. Mm-hmm. Especially for us characters. It's like they'd walk up and they'd say, "Well, I see that this guy did that." And I'm like, "Well, I'm not at liberty to say, but that may be true." You know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
Sharon, as an actress, it had to be a lot of fun to do this.
Oh, it was great. It was cold last year. I think it might be warmer this year, but it was wonderful. The people enjoyed it so much. They made it. And I could go up to somebody and I could say something like, "See that car over there? It's following me." And they'd laugh. And of course the car wasn't following me. But.
Did anybody suspect you, Sharon, and your character?
Yes, they did. Oh, they actually did. Yep. That's the whole point of it. Everybody's a suspect, and you take the clues and figure out, you eliminate who you know is not a suspect. So yeah, I had a couple people say to me, "You did it, didn't you?" I'm like, "Well..."
Recap the story a little bit, if you would. I remember the body was found
from last year.
The body was found at the right place.
Yeah. Yep. And the police officer and the detective were there. Mm-hmm. And then from there, from the depot, did people go to the right place after the depot? Or did they start?
You started at the depot.
Okay.
And then you wandered around. We had the crime scene set up at the area behind Frank Lloyd Wright building, or the warehouse. And there was no certain way that they had to follow a path. The places were numbered 1 through 25, I think it was. And you could take whatever route you wanted and, you know, just go around town. And you didn't know where the actors would be, because they might be in one store now, and then 20 minutes later, they're down in another
store. Especially when it was cold. You wandered in the sunshine a lot.
Yeah, the hardest thing, I think, that might have been for the actors, you can tell me if it's true, that they had to stay in character the entire time.
Oh, I never have a problem. But yes, you're right. There were some times that, like with the little kid was crying, mm-hmm. you wanted to break character and comfort the little kid, but you're like, gotta do it. I could do it in character, but it's hard.
If someone that you knew that you hadn't seen for a while came up and said, "Well, hi, Kathy, how are you?" "Who are you?"
Yeah. That was the other thing, people, because I'm so recognizable, unfortunately or fortunately, people would come up and say, "Are you having fun doing this?" I'm like, "What are you talking about? I'm just, you know..."
And tell us a little bit about your character, Sharon, that you played last year.
My character is a photographer, and I take pictures of ordinary things, but I also lurk a lot. so I can pick up information on everybody. It's not gossip, it's information that I pick up on everybody. And I'm the one who pretty much knows everybody that's one of the characters, unless it gets changed, but pretty much. So I have to be careful when people ask me about a character. I have to be careful that last year I wasn't familiar with all the characters, so I have to be careful to tell them that character and not, or I can just blow it off and say, well, you're going to have to go ask them, because, and because my character is Snoop, if you will, but not a bad one. I went into one of the businesses that where one of the characters was, and she and I got in an argument, and everybody's standing in the store laughing because they know, you know. But she's like, "You killed my daughter," and I'm like, "Oh, hey, wait," you know. So yeah, it was interesting, and wandering up and down the streets, and having people stopping people and saying, "Well, have you checked out the clue there?" Because sometimes they get, like you said, they don't have to go in order. But have you been there? That place is also, everybody was okay with the blocks that were like where the bakery is and Kelly's Coffee, that block. But going up further, we had to encourage people because there are clues up there. So, but yeah, it was great fun.
You brought in the book from last year, and I mean, it is a mountain of... You know.
Right, Jennifer did a marvelous job. I wish everybody had read their character, because mine is like reading a chapter in a novel.
So each character has its own chapter. But did you have to read up about the other characters to kind of know what was going on?
I didn't have that information, that kind of information. I knew the other characters because we had a meeting. Mm-hmm. So I knew who the other characters were. But we who do this do not know who the murderer is. Mm-hmm. We're handing out clues or talking to people. So I inadvertently named the murderer because I didn't know who it was, but the people that it was just in passing. So they're like, so we don't know.
You would know it if it was you though, right?
I mean,
if
no.
You, oh, you don't even know it if you're the one that did it. Wow.
One thing we did learn from last year was, well, it was our first year, so it was a learning year. And Jennifer, who wrote the book, gave everybody their chapter, and we were supposed to kind of figure some things out even as we were improv acting. But this year she's decided that it's important for everyone to read much of each other's. So we know what the other guy was up to. And it kind of, we're not apt to make a mistake so that my story doesn't match up with your story. So I think that's one big, huge change that will make things much better this year.
And that's a good one, because that when you're going into it blind, you do the best you can with improv, and it worked out okay. We don't mean to say that it didn't work out okay. But it'll be better if each character knows the names and whatever they need to know about the other characters.
Well, at the same time, we have to have secrets. For example, my character was the grandmother of Minivan, and I was a very protective...
Tell her what your name was.
My name was Gladys Canby. Kind of happy as can be, a little bit ditzy maybe.
All the names.
Yeah. And Caravan was the mother of Minivan. And I was very protective. I spent a lot of time with my granddaughter, and I did not know. Now, the story was written so that people really had to ask the right questions and figure things out. And it wasn't until the end of the first day that the first person came up to me and said, do you suspect it's possible that Minnie's not your biological granddaughter? And the funny thing was, this was a secret that nobody knew. And the biological mother is the mother who died. So I had my motive to get rid of the person who was just about ready to spill the beans and could really make my life miserable between me and my granddaughter. So I was actually kind of emotional when this person asked me the question.
Because it was your actual granddaughter.
It was my actual granddaughter, and I'd been in this role forever, and I'm not an actor, but the person who asked me the question said to someone else, "Boy, she's quite the actor, because she cried." But my tears were normal. They were. I kind of got into the part so much, I think that I...
And it was not Minivan, incidentally.
Incidentally, I mean, it's kind of like the one you watch on TV or the movie, like, that person did it, and then 5 minutes later, you're like, oh, wait a minute.
And that's exactly what's going to happen with this.
Everybody has a reason to want this person out of the picture.
And I had a motive. I Can I tell them? I did. Yeah, I turned out not to be the murderer, but I had a motive last year because I saw something when I was lurking that I shouldn't have seen. And the person I lurked that saw me seeing that person. So I had a motive. Mm-hmm. But
great fun.
Oh, yeah.
So do other communities put this on?
This is worldwide. There are communities all over. I did a little checking, and if a person is interested, they can go within day trips around this area.
Baraboo does.
And Baraboo is where we first went, my daughter and I, 3 years ago. And I told this story before, and I'll repeat it. We spent our first day there, and we got in the car, and we both claimed to be the one who said it first, we have to do this in Richland Center. And before we were even out of town, she already had the story of murder in the right place circulating in her mind. So then we came home
and
talked to a few people. And I'm a member of Crime Stoppers. And we talked to them and asked if they would be willing to sponsor it, because it takes a lot of money. And there's a lot of money at risk if it doesn't succeed. So they were willing to take it on and take the risk and the gamble. And I think everybody in town feels it paid off.
It was a lot of fun. I know, just driving downtown and walking around. And first thing I see is Glenn Dunn, you know, in character walking down. And, of course, that's not uncommon. He probably does that every weekend. But
He's in Baraboo, too. So.
Yeah, and Jennifer Seide, who's, yep, you know, just dressed to the nines and walking down, you know, and talking to people. And I'm thinking, somebody from out of town, you know, drives through and like, who is that person? You know, where?
And we stood on the street corner where Kelly's Coffee is, and people were driving by and rubbernecking, and we're like, come on.
He just waved.
I'm glad you brought up the out of town people that came in, because towards the end of the first day, well, it was over, I guess, and there was someone that had gone. I saw them coming out of a place on the outer side of town where they picked up one of the clues, and then I said, well, where did you hear about this? And they said, well, we came and we're on our way from here to there, and we stopped in for lunch and we saw this was going on. It looked like fun. So we picked up a packet and we started chasing down clues, and this is great. We're going to do it again.
And you hope it happens again, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell them when it is and what the time is?
Yes, this year's will be August 22nd and 23rd. That's a Saturday and a Sunday. We're going to have the pre-registration again on Friday night at the Frank Lloyd Wright Museum. They're gracious enough to give us that spot. And anyone who pre-registers will get their packet. They won't get any clues. All they will get is the booklet and the map, but that's a lot of information to
set
digest.
Up, yeah, it would be a good way to set up to get started.
And some of the actors may be introduced. I'm not sure if that's going to be introduced as their real personality or if it will be their actor
personality.
Oh, I
want to go as my character.
But that.
and what time does it start on Saturday?
Both Saturday and Sunday, the registration starts at 10. And it runs until 4 on Saturday and 2, I believe, on Sunday. But anybody can play as many hours as they want. Or as few. You can come one day, 2 days, or just stop in. You can stop in, pick up your packet, pay it. Pay your registration fee, fill out who you think done it, and leave. And you still might win the grand prize.
Right, even if you don't have a clue, or even if you just get one or two clues.
Yeah, if you look at all the characters, say, oh, I think it's that one.
Maybe it's that one, and take a shot.
So it's, and another wonderful thing about it, and it's a family thing. It's family, it's affordable. We are selling the packets at $10 a piece, but you could bring your whole family and come to town with your family, buy a $10 packet. You get one vote if you have one packet, but you can also purchase as many as you want. You could buy two for yourself. You could, everybody that's in the party.
$10 is so reasonable.
Yeah. And for as many hours of fun as you want. That's the only fee.
And the kids love it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they really, because kids, they get into it. You know, they're like, I'm afraid of you.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
see the guy that plays the cop in his uniform, and they go, hi.
Yeah.
So the murder hasn't occurred, like you mentioned, you get together Friday night.
No one has been murdered
yet. Nobody's been...
I think I've read enough of the story to have an inkling as to who's going to die, but in the story, no. None of us know.
We don't. And we won't know even when we get our... I've got my character, of course.
The only thing we do know is that there is a... rodeo circuit that goes from town to town. But this year they've decided to come to Richland Center. I may have the story wrong, but I think that one of the actors is going to announce his retirement, his or her retirement. And because of some connections to Richland Center
that I know about.
She knows. Nobody else seems to know, but she thinks she does.
I think they do.
So this rodeo will take place here in Richland Center because this is the place this person has chosen to make their retirement announcement.
Started here, and And it is not a high school rodeo. It's an actual rodeo. Yeah.
Okay.
So there will be kings. There will be queens and miniature queens.
And clowns.
And cowboys. You know, everybody's vying for something, or everybody has a secret.
Are all the parts taken?
I'm glad you brought that up. We plan to have anybody who was in it before, of course, gets first chance to come back. And we do need some more people. And we have a Facebook site with a really long name. It is called Richland Area Clues in the News Mystery Weekend. If you go to that site and send a message, if you're interested, we'd love to hear from you and find you a part or write in a part, or maybe it's somebody we can't use this year, but we might use another year. So we're still looking. And then we will have meetings. The author would like to meet one-on-one with each person because there are secrets, like I said, that not everybody else will know. And then she would also like to have one or two meetings with the entire cast so we can clear up any questions and make sure that everybody's on the same page and giving the same answers.
If you're an actor and you can't be there both days, you don't necessarily have to be present on the street the whole time, do you?
Oh, that's correct, too. There's always a reason not to be there, too. For example, last year we had two situations like that. One situation was where I think Owen Cash couldn't be there the first day. And he was even more suspicious on the second day because he came armed with a lawyer. And he was not real clear about why he had not been there on Saturday and what he'd been up to. So that made him more suspicious. And one fellow at the very last minute gave us word that something came up, he couldn't be in it at all. And he was actually going to be the owner of Los Amigos, which was a restaurant in town who had agreed to kind of let us use their site as part of the story. Well, lo and behold, they had some kind of a construction issue and they had to close down. So that worked great into the story because the guy who owned Los Amigos skipped town. He got votes and he wasn't even...
Not really the character.
This is the character.
He played the part.
The story got adjusted just a little bit to portray him as someone who shut his restaurant down and skipped town.
If somebody can't be there for a reason, we can say that he or she is visiting somewhere, and I can say, that's what they say. I'm not so sure.
That's their story.
Yeah.
So last year's culprit, or the person that did it, did a lot of people guess correctly?
I don't remember how many votes he got, but he did get a few.
Yeah.
Bow and Arrow. If anyone looks back at this Facebook site that I mentioned, you can also read everyone's alibi and their...
From last year.
Yes, mm-hmm. And find out why they were suspected and why they had a legitimate alibi.
And I think like two or three people guessed correctly. Mm-hmm. So it had to be for the grand prize, it had to be draw for a...
And that's another thing, she brought up prizes. This town and surrounding areas have contributed some really great prizes. And last year, we drew the grand prize from people who had guessed the proper name, both for adults and for youth. And then once each grand prize was drawn, all the adult ballots were put together, and all of the youth ballots were put together, and from there we drew and
for the other prizes.
There were some really happy people when they got their prizes.
It was a great prize. I don't remember what it was, but it was like a snowblower or something.
The grand prize for an adult was a mixture of four things. We had $100 from Walmart. We had a trail cam or some kind of a security camera from all...
These are all donated.
Season Sports. And, tell me the name. The... gun store downtown.
You know the one that's in the corner. Yeah, it's something I can't remember.
But then we also had a leaf blower from Slama in Hillsboro.
Okay.
And 2 yards of mulch from
Tri-Star. So it was a really good grand prize.
That was a grand prize. That was just one prize. And then for the children, I don't remember if the grand prize was the year family pass to the Aquatic Center or the family pass to the indoor and outdoor theater. So
they were really, they're really good prizes. It's well worth trying to figure out. Because even if you don't figure it out, you are in line for some prize.
And then after that, there were gift certificates and
we had a lot of stuff.
All kinds of prizes. The list is so long, I can't even remember them now a year ago.
Was there a character that got an overwhelming amount of votes that was innocent?
Well, I did get a lot of votes.
You did? Okay.
There was another person as well, and I can't remember who that was. I should have done my homework. But people thought that I spent my day with my friend Sigrid from the resident out there at Schmidt, and people had come to the conclusion that the poor young lady was killed up at the by the footbridge. So they thought maybe we killed her and threw her on Sigrid's
wheelchair,
and I pedaled her down and dumped her off.
At the right place. Right, because I know that's where the body
is. Because the body was moved, so they figured we had to
it wasn't
move the body.
The murder did not take place where the body was, so there was a lot of interest in the footbridge. Yeah.
I did have a couple that followed me around the entire day, and they kept doing my eyes are on you. In fact, I saw one of these people in their business later in the year, and I walked in, and she goes, Gladys, I know it was you.
You had the alibi, though, right?
I did have the alibi, and I did not do it.
Maybe some year you could do like a cold case file, like, you know, bring it back. And
you have to talk to Jennifer.
Ah, there's
new information or DNA or whatever.
There we go.
So, interesting. We'll come back after the break and talk a little bit more about the news, the clues in the news, murder mystery weekend coming up August 22nd and 23rd in Richland Center. In the news, Murder Mystery Weekend is the subject today on our morning show from WRCO Radio. Great to have you in the studio with us, Sharon Zales, and also Kathy Hamby. Kathy, your daughter Jay has been doing a great job. Still, it sounds like it's a work in progress for this year's story, right?
Yes, it's ongoing as new people join in, or maybe somebody has to be gone for a few hours, or maybe even one of the whole days. The story can be adjusted a little bit. The story is there. The bones of the story are not going to change, but some of the little details can.
Indeed. So she goes to a lot of work with this. I'm guessing countless hours, it looks like.
She hadn't even completed last year's story before. The ideas were popping in her head for this year's. And the title of this one is Blood in the Dust.
Blood in the Dust. Okay. Mm-hmm. Going along with kind of the rodeo theme, I guess.
Rodeo theme, yes, because of the circuit that normally doesn't come to Richland Center, but they're going to show up for something special.
We thought of the business when we were on the break, too. Open season hunting is what you were trying to think of there.
They were amazing. They were a clue stop, and they donated a gracious prize, so we really appreciated
that. We wanted to make clear that.
And one thing I think that's great for the community is that if you're not a hunter, you may not think of even going in there because guns and ammo. If I'm not a hunter, do I need guns and ammo? But they have things for bird watching, and they have things for like the trail cam or the security camera. They're worth going into whether you want to buy a gun or not.
And that's the case with all these businesses. You know, people get in there and you hear that all the time. I didn't realize they carry this.
Yep. There are some shops that, you know, if you go into TKO, it's, you know what it is. But if you go into that place or you go into Okooch and see the books and the things that are offered there, you might not know that Craig has an interesting collection of vinyl records. Mm-hmm. I mean, stuff like that.
Well, even the restaurants. I hadn't been into Nate's Downtown before, and I've been back 2 or 3 times now. The pizza's amazing.
So all of those places mentioned are your called clue stops, right?
Clue stops. That's where you will walk in, and you do not have to have a wristband. You don't have to have even paid for a packet. You can just go in, pick up a clue, and read it, and start asking questions.
You can't. You have to buy the packet in order to vote.
Correct.
To be eligible for the grand prize of the prizes. You have to buy the packet for that. But you don't have to buy the packet to play the game.
Speaking from the Crime Stoppers group that is in this to try to pay the bills and maybe make enough money to, as a fundraiser, to donate to a worthy cause, the more packets we sell, the happier we are.
And but, $10 a packet.
It's not much. But as Crime Stoppers, too, we're all about not just providing money for tips for crimes that have already been committed. We're looking at ways to maybe stop people from doing crimes. I know that sounds a little silly, but so if a family goes together and they enjoy their weekend of trying to solve this crime together, and the kids find out mom and dad are kind of fun to play with, and they...
That's a revelation for most kids, yes.
So we're really encouraging an affordable, fun family activity. As fun as murder can be.
Well, and this, people... We take this seriously as characters, but it's a game. It's like Clue, only more.
Uh-huh. So, it's like the board game or the movie.
Yeah.
Clue.
Anyone that likes an escape room or playing those games or even watching CSI or anything like that on TV and trying, because a lot of us can figure out who done it before the first 15 minutes of the show is over. So
you think you can anyway?
I think I can, but
Colonel Mustard in the library.
Yeah, with a hammer. Yeah, it's like.
You know, in terms of the characters, you have a few that are going to be back from last year. Is that correct?
We do. We have several are coming back, but there are a particular few that are going to carry on the same personality. We have Never in focus there. And she is still our, I'm going to say it, nosy busybody. But she perceives herself as something else. But
yes,
she is coming back. And we also will have Chief Detective, that's played by Glenn Dunn. He will come back and try to solve this mystery like he did the last one. And Drew One Gun, Cameron, is coming back, and he's a little bit bumbling, and he maybe messed up some of the crime scene before the detective got there. He's coming back, and he's going to be the same, I'm assuming, bumbling. Maybe he learned something from last year. I don't know. And Heather from
Creative Outlet.
Mayday, poor Mayday, she was the one who discovered the body of her daughter last year.
And she accused me of being the murderer. Yeah. That was what our argument was all about.
Yeah. So she's going to come back and she will be the same person. She, last year, a lot of people wondered why she was working that day right after her daughter died, but she said, this is my happy place, this is where I feel comfortable, and so she continued
to work. I mean, we just do our characters, we make our characters fit.
Yep.
If people ask questions that aren't something that Jennifer's covered, it's called improv, and we just say, yeah, well, there you go down the street, because that's where it's happening, you know, stuff like that.
And sometimes you have to maybe let somebody else know something that you've made up, because one person in particular was fascinated by the fact that my purse had a handle on it, or had a strap on it, and the deceased
and one
was...
One of the clues was a strap.
Yes, she had been strangled with a strap.
Oh,
so
you don't want to lead people astray.
Yeah, when you make up a story...
Well, yeah, we do, but not too far.
When you make up a story that's way out there, you might want to tell somebody that's involved.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, where did I get that purse? Well, I had to make up a story, so the person that gave me the purse had to know what I said. Because you know they're going to run right there and say, hey,
Why did you give... Yeah.
Where did you buy
that purse? Actually, it was, so everybody knows, a camera strap.
Yes.
That's why they suspected me, because it was a camera strap.
Wow. Yeah, it's just like TV, though. You think that you know, and then all of a sudden, maybe you don't know. So the clue stops coming along this year include Bailey Paint and Decorating, Buzz Tanning, Kelly's Coffee, Central Boarding House, TKO, Creative Outlet, Computer Doctors, Red Door Gallery, J.J. Walsh, Crime Stoppers, Tienda Mexicana, Four Sisters Brewer Library, Sunnyside, Christy Sunnyside, The Little Corner, Gymboree, Lads, Main Street Hobby, Archie Monument, Okooch, and maybe some others?
Yes, there are a few others that scheduling, I either go when they're not there or I call when they're not there, but they've expressed a lot of interest. I just
And if the business is not open, we just put the clues outside.
Mm-hmm.
So that's still a clue stop, even if the business isn't open.
If someone can't be open on Sunday or chooses to close a little early, we have people from the Crime Stopper group that will make sure that the
clues are
there. So Everyone can get
You're not going to miss anything. We're not going to let you miss anything.
And if any business out there is interested in being a Clue Stop, they could give me a call or contact us through this Facebook site, Richland Area Clues in the News Mystery Weekend.
I just tried to get in there and I couldn't, so maybe give Kathy a call.
Okay. Well, you got a little ways to fix it, you know.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
Before.
But,
and I can give my phone number. It's 608-647-8163.
And it's going to culminate again at the Phoenix Center like it did last year then?
That has not been determined for sure. They have offered the place, and we are pretty sure it will be there, but we're also trying to contact the auditorium. Because the Phoenix Center isn't normally open on Sunday, they're doing it as a huge favor to us. So it will be either at one of those two places.
Okay. So we'll have you back so you can talk a little bit more about it. And actually have your daughter back to probably at that point pinpoint a little bit more of the storyline, too.
Thank you. And thank you very much for having us here today.
Yeah. No problem. Anything else either you'd like to add here today?
Just thank you. Thank you to everybody. Because this couldn't happen without the story, so thank you, Jennifer. And it couldn't happen without the prizes, so thank you to all the businesses. It couldn't happen without the buildings like the depot, and the union has offered a great space for the hospitality tent. And the Phoenix Center last year was a great place to bring it to an end. And advertising. It can't happen without people showing up, and people don't show up if they don't know about it. So thank you, Phil Nee, and anybody else that's helped get the word out there.
We'll keep you posted, too. You know, it'd be fun to do some live-on-the-street reports.
Oh, that would be, yeah, that would be. I have one of the clues from last year. Can I read
it?
So they have an idea. This is not going to be for this year, just so you know. It's for open season hunting outlets, since we talked to them about them. It was one of those heavy gray afternoons when Sam Sung wandered into open season hunting outlet. He lingered by the knives long enough to make the clerk nervous, then pivoted with a grin and said he was getting into bird watching. He left with a fishing line and a camera. I'm not going to name the camera. Nice little toy, he said with a wink. I'll save this for a rainy day. That was one of the clues.
And rainy day was actually the
character.
Person who was killed.
Oh, that's right.
So there may have been a little double meaning.
But that's how the clues read. So you go into there and go into the place and pick up. She's got all the clues here, but I thought that one was short and interesting.
Yeah. So if you read that clue, you would look in your booklet and you would find a picture of Sam Sung. You would easily identify him on the street, and then you might run up and say whatever question you had because of the clue you read. And then he has more information that you don't know unless you ask the right questions. That's key. Ask the right questions.
Oh, interesting. So you really have to be thinking outside the box, and I can see this as a group. You know, you kind of put your heads together. Somebody might come up with something that you wouldn't think of. And
you brought that up. TKO has offered to have tables available so that if groups want to go in there after the activity has shut down on the streets on Saturday afternoon, go in there, relax, lay out all your paperwork, put your heads together, and maybe combine forces with some other group that's there and figure it out. And there's a possibility that maybe some of the suspects might wander through that night.
Yeah, it's just like on TV where they put up the clues, you know, maybe the picture and then the string, you know, the timeline. You can really get into it, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
Saturday, right? Not
that's
Friday.
Saturday night. Saturday night, yes.
Saturday, yeah.
And as far as the strings go, when we came home from our first experience in Baraboo, where this all came to light to us of these fantastic thing that can go on, my grandkids had their boards out and they had the string and they cut the pictures out, and I'm not exactly sure how it worked, but
people contacted me on Facebook, friends of mine who knew of course who I was, and they sent pictures, and they've got two people sitting there with all this stuff spread out in front of them, and they've got a sheet, they're writing down all the clues and all the suspects, and I said, it seems like a lot of work. And he said, oh, no, it was fun.
Yes, that's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. But and then you can split up, too. Like, one person could go to these two clue stops, and this person could, you know.
Yeah, because you have the clue. And you can just pick up the clue. You don't have to, you know, talk to the character.
Put your heads together and think about it. So it's good. And again, Crime Stoppers is supporting you again this year, Kathy?
That's correct.
Yeah. And we'll look for other clues and others, maybe some other information as you get a little bit closer to the
chamber,
to the
too.
Yes, and we're very grateful to the chamber because these actors work for food.
So nothing else, just the food. Well, the fun.
There's no monetary payment at all. So they will get treats provided by the chamber, and they also will get chamber bucks. Each day, one on Saturday, one on Sunday, they will get a chamber buck that they can go and to the restaurants that are specified and get their lunch. So thank you to the Chamber of Commerce.
Works out well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of acting for your supper then a little bit. Yeah.
Don't ask me to sing, though. It's not going to happen.
Well, great. Well, good luck, ladies, as you continue preparation for this.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Kathy Hamby and Sharon Zales joining us. The second annual event, the Mystery Weekend at Richland Center, goes on August 22nd and 23rd, 10 to 4 Saturday, 10 to 2 on Sunday. Pre-registration on Friday, August 21st as well. After a successful year last year, it's going to be bigger and better than ever this year.